Odyssey mit That's Love auf dir. Yeah, you can put on the micro the headphones if you want to. That's no problem. We've got
I already have them.
We are great equipped here, you know?
I forgot. I didn't even realize I had them on.
So hat sie schon längst aufgehabt. Odyssey ist bei uns im Studio. Der Mann, der in DC groß geworden ist, in Maryland, jetzt aber in New York wohnt, schon seit vielen Jahren und auf großer Tour ist. Das muss man wirklich sagen. Ja, seit Februar ist er unterwegs. You started on March 2nd in Paris.
Yes. We left February 28th, arrived to France on March 1st. Got acclimated and then the first show was on March 2nd.
Ja, man hat sich richtig was vorgenommen. Jetzt ist Europa dran und danach geht's dann nach Hause in die USA. Zwischendurch wird aber eine kleine Pause eingelegt. So there's a little in-between pause in the summertime because there's an event coming up, which will be for your life, really important for your wife as well.
Absolutely. My wife and I are expecting our first child.
Congratulations, yay. Not yet, but then, yeah. And then you give the cool rapper and also then have a baby and stay in the house. And how will you manage all that?
You know, I'm trying to figure that out right now. I'm trying to figure that out right now. My point right now is to make great music, tour as much as possible, and then stay home for a bit with my child.
Yeah. That sounds like a real good plan.
Yeah.
Und er muss seine Stimme ein bisschen schonen, denn er ist ein ganz bisschen angeschlagen. Er will für euch heute Abend im Gretchen natürlich sehr gut performen. Deswegen halten wir uns jetzt ein ganz bisschen zurück. Your friends that are performing with you in the Gretchen tonight.
Yes.
How many will be on stage with you? We know about Olivier, your friend, who is working here in Berlin.
Yeah.
And he's coming with you on tour.
Absolutely. There'll be six of us total on stage. Ralph Washington on keys, Dennis Turner on bass, John Lane on drums, Olivier St. Louis on guitar, The Unknown, Richard Patterson on the MPC and DJing, and myself, lead vocalist.
Yourself. You too as well.
Yeah.
That's good, because we want to know all about the album, and that's good that you're sitting here right now, The Iceberg. You were in Munich when the refugees were there.
Yes.
And you could speak Arabic with them.
Yes.
With lots of other people that from Germany come can't do. They just welcomed them, but they can't, you know, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, they inspired a song of mine. Lifting Shadows on my Al-Wasta EP was directly a result of having conversations with kids in Munich who had come from Eritrea, Syria, as far as West Africa as well, and children who had made this journey by themselves and along the way had lost family. And just listening to those stories, it really touched me and it made me wonder if this could have been anyone in my family. My father and half of my family are immigrants as well, who were escaping war during their time. So it really touched me and it had a profound impact on me.
Yeah. You were writing the songs in New York?
I was.
At home?
I was.
All alone?
Yeah.
Like Odyssey style, staying in the house,
you
writing.
You know it.
Of course. Als er das letzte Mal hier war, hat er viele Freunde mitgebracht. Und ich so, Mensch, wenn du die Kumpels hier aus Kreuzberg triffst und dann von Amerika rüberfliegst, dann zieht ihr doch bestimmt jeden Abend um die Häuser, weil ihr euch so lange nicht gesehen habt. Und er so, no way, I'm staying in the house. Seth, ich bin nicht so ein aufregender Typ, der immer nur um die Häuser zieht, sondern ich muss schön zu Hause sein, relaxen, mich entspannen. Und da kommt dann auch die Kreativität her. So, it's a really important album to you. It's a really personal album.
Sure. I think this is the most vocal I've been on things that are going on in the world, social and political commentary. I think this is the most direct. There's not much metaphor in what I'm saying on this record. It's very, very straight to the point.
Yeah. Of course, we talk a lot about Trump here, about the Muslim ban. It's a big topic here as well.
Absolutely.
Which you were by, not the Muslim ban, but affected by, as you were telling in other interviews at airports, for example, when the whole crew is together, you're the last one to come through the gate.
Don't stand behind me if you're going through the line. If you want to get to the baggage carousel quick, don't stand behind Amir Abdelmonem Abdelwahab Al-Khalifa Muhammad. Yeah.
So ist das nämlich. Wenn man diesen Namen hat, dann muss man am Flughafen lange warten. Er sagt selber immer, totale Odyssey. It's an odyssey for you sometimes to travel.
100%.
Und um verschiedenste Geschichten geht es in seinen Songs, die drauf sind auf der aktuellen Platte, über Geld, über Sex, über Politics, über Religion, über Herkunft. Und wir hören uns jetzt einen an, der heißt Things. You can tell us something about Things.
Absolutely. Things was for me doing my best to write a song to encourage people to think outside of themselves. Many times we place ourselves at the center of the universe and we add importance to things that aren't necessarily important to anyone else, but we assume they are because we want to believe that people care about things that we care about as much as we do. And I think we all are a victim of that at one point in time.
Things von Odyssey, drauf auf deiner aktuellen Platte, The Iceberg, die wir euch heute vorstellen bei Flux FM. Der Künstler höchstpersönlich ist anwesend und, wie er selber sagt, auf total großer und auch stressiger Tour. Denn es gibt im Grunde keinen Tag, wo er ein bisschen verschnaufen kann. Immer nur bam, 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 um dann im wohlverdienten Urlaub irgendwann im Sommer zu sitzen. Aber jetzt will er natürlich erstmal seine Songs vorstellen. You also said that you were on a ferry boat to Calais, where lots of refugees.
Definitely.
Were in Calais. So these are... not say typical topics, but these are topics for you that you want to include in your writing and in your songs, right? You just can't go by and say, okay, what a shame, what a shit that is happening there. Now I'm making my rap music. It's another day. It's another story.
I couldn't. Not this particular time. I've said before, I don't necessarily see myself as a political rapper. However, there are many things in the past that have happened that I may not have necessarily incorporated into my music, but these particular events in recent years have a direct impact on me and I have a close connection to it, being it faith or the region or close proximity. Mm. These are things that I'm coming in contact with that are having an impact on my life. And I felt the need to share a different perspective through music because my music allows people who wouldn't normally talk to each other, but they may both be listening to my music. Yeah. So I want to have a conversation for them.
Yeah, because you have lots of fans from different kinds of countries,
absolutely,
religions.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I want to encourage them to talk to each other.
Yeah. What about this Donald guy, Donald T?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, I have to ask you about this.
Yeah, talk away. What do you want to know?
Talk away. Did you write a song about Donald Trump? Not really.
Not really, but kind of. I've kind of a metaphor. You know, in Lifting Shadows, there was definitely some messages to it. And even on the new album, The Iceberg, there are particular lines that one could relate to our current president in the United States. There's a particular line. I mean, what is there to fear? I'm from Black America. This is just another year. Mm. You know, there's definitely some suggestions. Absolutely.
You say this is just another president. Mm. He will be, you know, there will be elected another one and it's not a big deal. You know, I've seen other ones. And
well, more importantly, for Black Americans, it doesn't matter who the president's been. We've always had to overcome adversity and systematic oppression. So we're very used to it. I think this is something new for liberal America to wake up and realize that they're now dealing with the same issues that Black America in general has dealt with since its creation. Mm-hmm. So we have more people attending our issues now.
When you write your fine lyrics, you're a perfectionist, I think I remember. Or isn't that so? Mm. How long does it take for you to write a song?
It's weird. I think it takes me forever, but according to other people's work process, I make music quick. Mm-hmm. But for me, it takes a long. It feels like it takes forever.
Yeah.
I started The Iceberg on November 13th, 2016.
Last year, fall.
Yeah, November 13th. And I turned it in on December 24th, 2016.
Okay, that's quite quick.
It's pretty quick.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah,
and
I
what,
guess.
what would you be without your smartphone? Weil er vorhin schon die ganze Zeit an seinen Dingen herumgedüdelt hat und gearbeitet hat und mit Leuten gechattet hat und gequatscht hat und hey und hier und da und
ah, man, I would be back with a tape recorder and a Moleskine.
So you're using this shit a lot, of
course.
Yeah,
I'm writing down lyrics in it, song ideas, I'm recording vocals, melody concepts and ideas. Mm. It's my blueprint.
Yeah.
You know, it's my reference book, you know.
Did you ever lose it?
Yeah, of course.
And then all the ideas are gone.
No, they're in the cloud.
And then the cloud, of course.
Yeah, come
You're
on.
You're a backup cloud guy.
Come on, in the cloud.
I don't do that stuff. I'm afraid of the cloud.
Let them see what's in the cloud. It's what's not in the cloud that they need to worry about.
Sehr schön. Heute Abend ist Odyssey im Gretchen. Bitte jetzt anrufen, wenn ihr auf die Gästeliste wollt. Eine tolle Band wird auf der Bühne für euch stehen und natürlich der Meister himself. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. Berlin heute Abend, tolles Konzert im Gretchen. Flux FM setzt euch auf die Gästeliste. Da könnt ihr den sympathischen Odyssey mit seinen Freunden erleben. Auf seiner großen, großen Tour. Gerade mal kleine Stippvisite in Berlin, dann geht's weiter nach Hamburg und so weiter und so fort. Like Really is another song of your album we're going to listen to right now, but you can tell us all the dirty details about it.
Like Really, in short, is a song about disbelief. There were so many things going on in the world that made me stare at the television screen or my phone reading the news, and my only response left was, really?
Und den hören wir uns jetzt an. Thanks for being here.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, enjoy the time when you can stay in the house.
I'm looking forward to it.